Bali mumim yiftu. If it was a Baal mum, then you could be poyder it. Tamimim zol loy or tamimim. No, no. He says Bali mumim yipadu. He'll put on this pshat here, b'shekod emekdeshin es mumim, with the regular kedusha mischal first. So according to Rosh Lakotri, he says kedusha mizbech was not tochal lamad baruchu. He'll learn pshat tovei talking about kedusha mizbech and a regular kedusha mizbech. That it says that bal mumim yipadu means the case was a regular kedusha mizbech where the kedusha was chal first, and then where the kedusha was chal first, then it became a bal mumim. If so, Shmamina, here will be a proof that Poydim is a kotchum lachilim leklovim. It should come out that according to Rosh Lakish, we have a proof here, you could be Poydim kotchum to give it to dog's teeth. Because it's talking about now it was mace. Now that it was mace, you can't eat it. It's like a nevela. So Rosh Lakish told you could be Poydim it. So who are you going to give it to your dogs? And that's the machlekes before, if you could redeem kotchum to give it to the dog's teeth. So Rosh says, no, could be there's no proof. I'll tell you Hoka about Mayaskinon. We're talking about Rabbi Hoka about Mayaskinon. Pesha'ovar v'shochten. Here we're talking about now that before it was mace, you went and shechted it. So what happened? It was a regular kedushas mizbeach that had a balmum, and before it died, somebody went and made a shechita on it. So when you made a shechita now, the shechita takes off the isa nevela. It's only kasha and has an isa hegdish on it. So if somebody later goes to be poigerit, then the kedusha hegdish goes off, and then you could eat it. So the kid said, that's Rosh Lakish's halacha. Since it was a kedushas mizbeach, you do not need hamad of arocha. So therefore, you made a shechita first, and now that it's mace, so the kedusha could go off with pidyon. And once you take off the kedusha, you're allowed to eat it. So that's called you being poigd to the kotshim, teed it, therefore it's good. And Kedatayin, like we learned like this, says, kol ha-kotshim, shenof lo behem mum. At first, the mum came upon the korban. V'shochten, then you went ahead and made a shechita on it. May said there's a kanas him of the rabbanon that since you went to make a shechita on it, we say you have to bury it. You can't use it. The chomer menor, the chomer say, ye podu, you have a right to be poyder it. If you don't need hamod of a rafi, you could be poyder and then you could eat it. Oh, malaria b'yim and Rabbi Zero, the Rabbi Shim the current, Rabbi Shim the yom that he says, kotcher but the gabayis loy hoye b'chalal hamod of a racha. The kotcher but the gabayis does not need hamod of a racha. If so, am I was to say before in the brisa, timimim yikovru. That if a kotcher b'di kabayis dies and the bain is a tam, you have to bury it. Why? Why can't you redeem it? You don't need a mother baracha. So the Torah says mishum dechazi lakrova. Since it was a tam that was fit, if it would have been a duchess mizbech, it would have been right to be brought for karbim. So therefore, it's a kanas midrabbanan. Like the Shita says, hayu v'chazi l'mizbech avabu rabbanan ma'ila. Rabbanan made a chumim midrabbanan. You have to say that you should not redeem it, but rather yikavu. It's only the Rabbanan de Kalocha. And in Kibbutzani, like we learned, I'll bring you a proof of this. Kibbutzani, we learned, Ha'amatzis t'mimim lebedik abayis. If somebody is matish, a regular behemoth t'mimim lebedik abayis, so k'shei niftun, you want to redeem it, and niftun el lemezbeich, you can only redeem it, meaning to say you have to sell it for a korban. Shekol aroy lemezbeich, any behemoth that's a tam, that's fit for the mezbeich, and yoytzim de mezbeich yoylam. Even though your first makdash only kedushas domin, but the law of it is you have to sell it to somebody to bring it for korban, and then the money you give to hegdish. So you see, if it's fit for korban, it should be brought for korban. Oh, malera popla bayo, for yarmulah some say rabbi said like this that the rabbi according to Rabbi Yochanan to mukum lo b'bal mumi kor. He learns this bright, so when it says you could be poiderit means a kachim mizbeach that was a mum mi koroi. The kuli yarmusfer, but he holds. To bal mum mi koroi, so he had a bechal amad baracha that you don't need amad baracha was a bal mum mi koroi. That's the mina krov yoisa. For the Gemara, is that true? V'loi v'yotznam learn like this. Kol ha-kodishim. Gemara b'chorus we had all kodishim. Shekod amum kavu lekdeshim. First it was amum kavua before you makdish it. V'niftu and then you redeemed it. The locher is chayovim b'bechayra. If first it was amum and then you makdish it. So it's never really chal kedushas aguf on it. It's not fit for korban. It really it's chal only kedushas damim. So therefore, when you redeem it, it has a locha b'chor. If it gives birth, his first kid has kedushas b'chor on it. Uva matonis, you have to give them a dezreil lachiyan to the kohen. V'yoytzim lechulu ligozas, you let a shear off the wool after you be poyder it. For levit, you can work with it. It's not like a regular psuli amadosh mipah once had a kedushas aguf, and then it became a bamum and you redeem it. You can't work with it later. You can't shear it off. But here, since it was never chalak duchas aguf, when you redeem it, you could work with it. V'lodan v'chava mutter. Who are if it has kids now, or the milk is mutter. L'yachet p'jon, once you poider it. V'yashrech to mechutz, even before you poider it, if you shech it outside the mizbeach potter, because it's not called kedushas mizbeach. V'yanoisim tamur, it can't make tamur either, it doesn't have kedushas aguf on it. V'yanoisim, if they die, y'yipodil. But that's the law, you could redeem his kedushas mizbeach, you could redeem it. Now, why? Because this is called kodem mum l'hegedeshon. So even if Yechon agrees, you could redeem it, even though it was mesh, you don't need a mod of aracha. But still, it says on this, V'yom Rav Yudam Arav, Zu Divir Rav Shim, Zon Rav Shim and Shit, V'yom Rav Yodz, Kotshim is Mechayim Chalal Amad of Aracha, Kotshim Betik Abayis Lai Hevei, Kiratna Nagrodin Al Mishnah, Shim and Oymer, Kotshim Betik Abayis and Mesa Yiftu. If it dies, you could be proud of it. But Umaydi, he learns, Umaydi Rav Shim and agrees though, that the Baal Mum Yikaroi, that if the name was the Baal Mum first, and Yiftu, then you redeem it. My time, what's the reason? The Yomakor, the Pasuk says, Oysa, Lamuti Baal Mum Yikaroi. This is very good, like Rosh Lakish says, even Rav Shimon says like this also. But the question is now, Avu Chachom, the Chachom say no. The Chachom say here, Afilo Baal Mum Yikaroi. Even it's talking about a Baal Mum Yikaroi, still, Hoye Bechal Lamad Baracha. If it's mace, you can't be prayed to it, because even a Baal Mum Yikaroi is Bechal Lamad Baracha. So, Rav Yechon is not saying like everybody. Who is this Chachamim? Tonin Devei Levi, Tonin Devei Levi, like we had before. And Tonin Devei Levi, Nechnami, Rabbi Yochanan knows, he goes on, that Tonin Devei Levi beholds, every single behemoth needs a mod of Aracha. The Rabbi Yochanan is so, why does it say, Zudivri Rabbi Shimon v'Sulai? It should have said, Zudivri Rabbi Shimon v'Machlakusai. Should have said, but the one that argues on him also, it should have said. Should have said, v'Machlakusai. So Rashi the Rabban and the Poli the Leinami you can in the Baal Mum Yikaroi the Lehevi Bechlal Amad Baracha. See when the Rabban and the Agnon and the Shimon agree in this much at least that where the behemoth was a Baal Mum Yikaroi and then you mark the shit it does not need Hamad Baracha. Somebody said back to him like this: Hold the like a Tanaka. The reason why it didn't say so Divrei Shimon Machlekusai Mishum the Rav Savolo Kuresh Lakish. Rav holds like Rosh Lakish. The what the Yom the Rosh Lakish says according to Rabbanon Shitla Rabbanon Kotchim Bedik Abayis Hoyiv Chal Amod Avarocha Kotchim Is Mech Lo Hevei. So therefore, it's not. So Rashi says Vukach. Therefore, Lo Metuk Mehi De Bechuras. That price of Bechuras doesn't go like Rabbanon Shita Mishum Dereisha Di because Dereisha that price is said to marry Bebal Mumi Yikaroi the Tani Yipode is Metuk Na Afil Rabbanon goes according even according to Rabbanon Shita. Abu Seifu, but the Seifu via Katonia says what? Abu Kotchim, Shikotchim Deis to Mes Mumim. In Mesi Kovru, in Liyasaka, that does not come out according to Rabban and Shita. Because according to Rosh Lakish, Rabban do not hold the Kotchim as Beach, needs a mother of Barucho. In Zukach, therefore, Matukum Karabban and Doka, therefore, doesn't come out like Rabban over here. Therefore, it does not say Roshimna Machlokusai, it does not go according to Rabban and Shita. If you hold like Rosh Lakish and Echnaim, it does not come out like the Rabbanon. Because going to Rosh Lakish, Rabbanon hold, Kotshim Mizbech does not need Hamad of Aracha. And here it's Mashma, Kotshim Mizbech does need Hamad of Aracha. Therefore, it's not a Kasha where it doesn't say, so Divrei Rav Shimon and Machlokusa. And now we'll give us here, the Mora says now, Lehev of Reisha Katoni, Vimesu Yiftu, Vesef Katoni, Yimesu Yikavru. So the Shita says the Girsa should be like this. So the reason why we don't say Zudibra of Shimon Achlakusai, which in the Tony Sikh was in the Sefer, it says, Avokodim Hegdeshin es Muma, and if Dusha was Chal first, Oi Mumoivil Hegdeshin v'niftu Pturin, Mibichoira, Minamatonis, V'nyas Nuchun Gozleva, Vlodim Chabon Asurin, V'ashav Mechutz Chayiv. And therefore here it's Mashmataka, that is Bechavim Oda Barocha, V'ya Kotshim Mizbeach. Therefore it does not say Zudibra of Shimon Achlakusai. Now the Gemara says, "V'boyisem no teros kibud like this." V'boyisem no Rav Rav Yechon Tzirula. No, maybe Rav Ozak Rav Yechonon. Udu Kokash Lachai. You have a question. If so, why doesn't it say Zudibri Rav Shimon Machlokusai? It's not only Zudibri Rav Shimon that holds the Bedik Abayis Adnani Hamad of Aracha, but Kedushim Mizbeach does. It even goes according to Rabban and Shita. Then also, all right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Yes, that's the most last tell today Nechnami could be goes according to Rabbi Yechonon, and it should say Nechnami Amy, it should say Yechonami. Then Nechnami, the Rashi says, the boy is saying, Marab, Rabbi Yechon, Sirulai, that the Yechon Kotchim is Yechon Kotchim, that's a Kotchim about the Kabayas. Is boy, Hamad of Arocha. Chutz mi Bamu Mikoroi, the only one that's not, is only Bamu Mikoroi. If so, Ben Reisha was saying for thee, must look me namely Rabbanu and Rabbi Shimon. But Tony Achlami learned, so do Rabbi Shimon Machalkus and Achlami put it in that way that they go both according to Rabbi Shimon and the Machalikus. Now the Mishnah says, V'yelu heinani kaborim, these are the things that even though the Rosh Habano, the din is just have to bury it, you do not have to burn them. Kochim shepilu, you have the korban that has a nafel, so the nafel is the fetus that just comes out, not born, you have to bury, is yikavru. Hepilu shuli, let's say the behemoth kochim, lets out a placenta, also you have to bury it. Why is yikavru, you have to bury it, because you have to be afraid there's a vlad inside it. For sure, haniskol, a shore that killed somebody, it's also asabano. Vegla ruf, it's also asabano. Vitziporim, it's already spurned, it's already have to bring. Visayanozen here, of a nozen, it's asabano. Upetachamor, it's asabano. To the petachamor, when you're not poider it, so it remains varafto, it remains asabano. Uboso, becholub, it's asabano. Vuchunchinistro, be azoro. All these things on the gburm, you just have to bury them. Rabbi Shimon and Shimon holds know that chumut shenishchut to be azara. If you have a behemoth chum that you shechted in the end of the Beis is yisor for the din? Is he supposed to burn it? It's toyin sreifa. And Rashi says it's through gzeirah of rabbanon. Mishon the mitzvah chol b'hu. People make mistakes with kochim shir above sul because the yom yikvu you say just have to bury it. So people say kochim also you just have to bury it. You won't know you have to burn it. So if it's gzeirah mishum kochim you have to burn it. Now the Mishnah says, Chomets b'Pesach, you have Chomets on Pesach, it is Yisraif, it's been on Yisraif, and you have to burn it. U'truma t'meya, also you allowed to burn it, and have a know when you burn it. V'ol lo k'lai, Kermatora says also you have to burn. And Yishadak and Yisraif, what you could burn means the fruit itself you should burn. Yisraif, Yishadak, li'kovi, but let's say it's a juice already, it's into oil, or it's into wine, then you have to bury it. U'madlikin b'pas of Hashem and Shaltruma. If you have truma that became tomei, you're allowed to have a no through the sreifa. You're allowed to burn it and have a no, whether it's possible, whether it's shemen. Now, kol ha-kodshim any korbin shenishchetu, you made a shchita, chutz lezmanon, mean you had this machshava b'shach l'dalat avoidus to make it into pigol, do the avoid at the wrong time, do this rikas the wrong time, tomorrow, instead of today, reals v'chutz l'mkoyim, you had a machshava chutz l'mkoyim, do it the wrong place, is a real Yisufu, a psul by kochim, the din is, you have to burn it, the kedusha is toyin sreifa.